Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Ready for Banner 19, Keith?
I'm ready for Banner 19. Let's go.
Let's throw it up there.
Yeah,
they should have just hung two last night. Just hang the second one.
But would they show it? Would TNT show it? If they hung a second banner, would we get a chance to see that
you
one?
You know what?
The commercial the hell break, was that about?
The commercial break, by the time they're back, banner 18 can go up. Then you start raising up the next one. And then by the time they're back from commercial, you probably time it out perfect.
Yeah. Let's send this thing to the rafters. All the fans gather around at home. We're like, here we go. And then they're like, let's cut the break. And then let's get a full concert and then the game.
I didn't care
for the opening last night.
I like Shibuzi, but I didn't.
I didn't need to
miss the stupid banner raising.
Like, why not put that up there? Isn't that the whole point?
One would think
that's the whole point. It's banner night. Let's see the banner.
Nah.
Also, they didn't steam the banner either. You notice that?
I did.
Would you steam it?
Let's show Pags walk out there and wave to the crowd. Like, no. Can we get maybe cut Pags?
Hey, everybody.
Maybe cut. Who was the other guy who came after Pags? Maybe cut all the assistant coaches and show me the banner.
I want to see the banner.
Banner, Michael.
I'm here for the banner.
Banner, Michael. That's what I care about.
They're like, nah.
But anyway, Celtics looked pretty good last night, I would say.
Well, my hope is if they can just get Porzingis back, they might be okay. If Porzingis comes back healthy, the Celtics might have a chance this year. No, they're insane. Like they are a wagon. This is why yesterday in Tier Tuesday, they were in a tier by themselves.
They had their own tier. I feel
Do
good.
Do we need a tier between them and everybody else now?
Yeah. I'm starting to think
it's
so.
It's like Celtics.
Oh, like a gap
Who can compete
tier.
With
gap
the Celtics?
Tier.
Nobody.
Just like nobody. Like purgatory and then everybody else.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We had the Knicks in the second tier. Your Knicks.
Might need
Jones's Knicks.
Might need to downgrade them.
They looked horrible. Now, they just got thrown together like yesterday.
Yeah.
So I will give them a little bit of an out, but that was a wire-to-wire beatdown. And if the Celtics shoot anywhere close to that, they're unbeatable. Like, there's just nothing you can do to stop them. Because I half joke, like, they're what? Third best player is going to miss most of the season. They basically won a title last year without him. They might get him back. They might not. Who cares? But if they do, they become kind of unfair. Now, they might not have the MVPs that Curry and Durant had when they were playing a few years ago with Golden State.
Tatum, based on last night, Tatum may have something to say about that.
No, he might. But I'm saying, like, when those guys get put together, you were like, as long as they're on the court, they're going to win it. And I'm saying, like, they might not have the standing in the league where, you know, if you ranked all the players, which ESPN did, and I'm sure in 2017-18, Curry and Durant were both in the top five. Right? So you don't have, like, two top five players. But I have the same kind of feeling where they're going to win every series. Like, that's how I felt about Golden State for those 2 years. You're like, it's kind of unfair, but whatever. They rigged the system. They did it. You know, tip your hat to them. But they have to win it. And I feel like the Celtics are the same way, especially when they're just, like, moving the ball the way that they are. You're getting wide open threes. Every guy on the court can shoot threes. You know, it's one of the reasons why when Brad took over, he put together the team, I think, that he wanted to coach. You know, that Danny didn't give him. He's like, I'm getting rid of Smart. I'm getting rid of Brogdon. Like, I'm getting rid of Time Lord. I'm getting rid of these guys.
You know what this team needs? This team needs? I know what this team needs.
And he immediately did it.
And
look at them. They're they're nasty. And, you know, there's all the different things you can get into. Jason Tatum's shot looks like it is. He fixed it. They just work so well together. They're a tough matchup for everybody. They play defense. Like, there's everything that you want about the team. I thought you never know how, like, a banner raising is going to go in any of the sports. You're like, oh, is there going to be, like, a little bit of a, like, a lull or a little bit of, like, look at these rings. How cool.
I bet the under last night, so I expected some of that. Yeah. I raised the total and bet the under, and it was over in 5 minutes.
I felt really good about my Celtics -6, but then, you know me, I'm a silly goose with the parlays, and I just started adding a bunch of crap that didn't hit. I had Derek White threes. That hit. It was like three threes. He hit that in like 30 seconds.
I had Jalen three threes.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Jalen didn't get to 25.
Oh, that's what
he gets stuck on 23.
He sat a lot. I needed an eighth Tatum rebound as well. He was only halfway there.
Well, you know what happened?
The guy sat.
Yes.
Too dominant.
They were up by too much.
Heat too soon.
You're going to have to start betting unders on the Celtics, individual points,
yes,
because
yes,
they're going to
yes,
be up
yes.
by so much. They're going to sit these guys. unless you're betting over on Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser.
Pritchard overs.
Tillman's.
Hauser overs.
Yeah.
Cornette overs.
Oh, yeah. These are your overs.
That's where you want to operate. Well, we'll figure out the betting.
But what a wagon.
Algorithm. No. Dominant showing. 132 to 109. Jason Tatum was awesome last night. A simple question for you all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Is anybody beating this team? And is this the Jason Tatum we're going to get all year? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. You can text the show. 37937. You can interact at Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat on Twitch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Lively chat going there as always. And on YouTube, you can watch along there. Just subscribe at WEEI. I do want to let you know, it's not going to be all Celtics all day. Gerard Mayo may not survive year one, according to some.
Hot seat.
So we'll get to that later on in the program. Mayo is scheduled to talk at 11:20.
Oh, boy.
Which means we're going to hear his reaction to any questions about his job security.
What's he going to walk back today?
Great.
Is there anything to walk back?
You know it's something. Yeah. I don't know exactly what it is, but you know it's something.
Yep.
We'll hopefully hear his answer to Bill Belichick calling him out earlier in the week. So we'll do all that later on in the show. It's also a Would You Rather Wednesday today here on Jones and Keefe. But a lot of Celtics talk.
Yeah.
Robert Horry, 7-time NBA champ.
7 rings.
Young Terp back there was flabbergasted.
7 rings. I don't know if any of them are as gaudy as the ring that was given out last night.
I
it can't
say
be.
Not.
It was a different time when Horry won his rings. But no, Horry at least won his rings in the time. Those Rocket rings, I'm guessing, were pretty modest. Maybe even the Laker rings.
Rocket rings sounds like.
Rocket rings.
Sounds like an app.
I bet the Rocket Rings just looked like a wedding band. You know, like back in the 90s, they're like, hey, congrats, you won. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then now, I bet his Spurs rings are pretty, like, diamond.
Those are pretty gaudy.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Well, I heard Wiggy was a little ring shy last night with Porzingis.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, Wiggy got in on the ground floor, so you got that first Patriots one, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But compared to the other ones, it's like, I think you could fit Wiggy's Super Bowl ring inside the Celtics rings.
Who's paying for those rings? That's what I want to know. Like, that is that, like, for the future owner of the Celtics? They're like, by the way, we kind of went crazy with the, it's not Wick. Who paid for those rings? I don't know, but it wasn't Wick.
No, that's probably like 12 easy payments of like $12 million. You know what I mean? Like,
it was either Dada or it's the future owner of the Celtics. Wick didn't pay. You think Wick ponied up for those?
Those things are insane. I do have a question about those. Like, at what point do we change it to something else? Like, I know it is there's like a significance to it. Like, you want
like
a ring? Well, not if it's something that you can't even wear. First of all, who's really wearing rings?
I ordered myself a fantasy football championship ring last year.
Did you bring it in today?
Today?
Yeah.
No, I should.
Well, we're talking rings. You should have brought it in.
I bring it in. I should. Me and I'll show them off next time.
Do you
time.
Wear it like during the draft?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. During our auction. Really, anytime we do anything fantasy
what
football
you got in there,
related.
Rubies.
Do emeralds? Other guys get rings when they win, or do you just?
I started a trend. Others have since started
rings.
Now we're all ordering rings. But yeah, mine. It's not very ostentatious. It's not like this where I get. You know, it's subtle.
Yeah, but I just like I think at one point you were probably supposed to wear them. Now it's like you can't wear that.
No, it's.
Imagine if you were walking around the street with like $1 million on your finger.
It comes in multiple pieces.
I'd be insulted if somebody didn't mug me for it. Like, I'm walking down the street with like $2 million on my finger.
Hello, Robert.
I'm a large coffee. Like, bam! Just like punch in the back of the head, you're done.
Hello, Robert. Yeah. Is this catching the light for you there?
That thing would be
Robert?
Off my finger and sold immediately. Yeah, like they're so over the top. That's even what our guy Joe Mazzulla said.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to wear this.
No.
Yeah, I can't wear this.
No.
This is nuts.
We did get some submissions for a potential Joe Mazzulla game based on his post game last night.
Yeah.
So we'll have our ear to the ground on that.
It's only been
wild. I mean, he's a legitimate wild man.
Yeah.
No one has changed their image in a calendar year or a quicker amount of turnaround time than that man.
Couldn't stand him. I'll be honest. I couldn't stand it. When he would fight with Gary Washburn about how many threes they took, and he's like, well, that's how many shots are those, Gary? And you're like, what? And he's like giving you these nonsense stats at the post-game press conference. And then now just talks like a lunatic, but they win every game.
Yeah.
And the team's so good. I'm like, I love this guy.
I know Wiggy was doing this morning. We just had the debate.
Oh, Wiggy's the best coach in the league.
Okay, he's not the best. It is Spoelstra. And Wiggy's point is Spoelstra's a little overrated, probably true.
But he's pretty great.
He's overrated. Fine. He probably is overrated.
People might not want to hear this, Jones.
He hasn't won anything without LeBron, but he is still the best coach in the league.
I think Ime Udoka is a really good coach.
Okay.
I think he's a real good coach.
I'm going to tell you, if you want to tell me Missoula's the second best coach in the league, I'll start listening there.
All right.
I'll start listening there.
I think he's no doubt about it top five, and I would probably put him three. Because other guys...
So who's two?
Udoka.
Oh, that is who's two.
I think Udoka's really good.
Not Popovich, not Carlisle, not Kerr, who
I think Udoka...
Bad night for Kerr last night, by the way.
Yeah, so Kerr, Kerr, the shine's off of Kerr. Popovich, the shine's way off of Popovich. Like, it can't possibly be Popovich. When was the last time they, like, made the playoffs or did anything of relevance? That was a all Tim Duncan thing. And maybe he was good at a time, but that ship has sailed. Once you're a good coach, doesn't mean you're always a good coach for the rest of your life.
He's on probation. He's got to prove it again. He's where Bill would be if Bill came back.
And
like,
you know what?
Like, prove it.
You have a top 10 player in the NBA now, talking about Popovich. Not you. I'm talking about Popovich.
Wembanyama.
He's got to figure it out. He's
Pops
gotta,
on
we
the mic.
We stop all the booing, let these guys play. It's got no class. It's not who we are.
So that immediately eliminates him from this conversation. If you lecture the crowd about booing Kawhi Leonard, who wouldn't play for your franchise, if the Spurs fans can't boo Kawhi Leonard, then no fan base can boo
Knock
any
off
player.
The booing.
Knock off the booing?
Yeah.
Like, dude, make the playoffs without Tim Duncan.
Yeah, let's start booing you.
So, no, he's off. I do like Rick Carlisle, but Missoula just beat him head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
Malone won the title with the Nuggets 2 years ago, but then, I don't know, didn't get back there the next year. He's probably in the mix, but Missoula's up there.
If you want to tell me Missoula is second, I'm not going to argue.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'd have to go through and really sit down and do my personal list, but Missoula 2 sounds about right.
That was like in that ESPN survey. Wasn't he like... second or third best offense, second or third best defense,
motivator players,
not top five.
Correct. Makes no sense.
What?
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, real quick, Keith, and we'll open it up on the phones.
Yep.
Lines are open for you at 617-779-7937. Is anybody beating the Celtics? I think we can handle this one pretty quickly. Is anybody beating this team this year? Forget shooting like that, because I think that's self-evident. If they shoot like that, no one's going to beat them. The one thing I will say, you know, Terp came in on cloud nine this morning, but...
yeah.
The banner raising, you know, the Nuggets beat the Lakers last year. 2 years prior, the Warriors smoked the Lakers. Apparently, everybody beats the Lakers on opening night.
Nice. Not the T-Wolves.
I was going to say, besides the Wolves last night. You know, the 2 years ago, the Lakers got smoked on opening night by the Warriors. So, like, it is banner night. It's an electric building. You expect the team to play well. You expect them to look good in that scenario. I expected them to defend their championship. That's way better than I expected them to look. Like, they looked borderline unbeatable. So, is anybody beating them? I don't know how you make a case for that. The case would be the Celtics are complacent, or Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
You mean in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they're going to lose regular season games. And what's funny is these great teams, you can look back in the history of it. Even last year's Celtics team, but they weren't like a historic regular season team. But like even like the 86 Celtics, like there would be... like they would lose to the Pistons, not the 86 Celtics. That was a good team, but like this version of you know what I mean. Like so, like 2-3 months from now, back to back, things aren't going well. And it's like, oh, you're playing the Blazers and you lose. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So like, there's one off weird games like that, but in a 7-game series, I can't see it. And even I'll give you like people are like, well, you know, if everybody stays healthy, not even like if one or two of their guys are out, that might be how deep they are. Now, if it's Tatum and Brown, different story.
Correct.
But if it's like Porzingis and another bench guy,
Porzingis doesn't play a minute this year. They win.
They win the title.
They win the whole thing.
And it's like overkill with him.
Yeah.
Like with him, it's like he's probably just sweet.
He helps. I'd rather have
well,
him
obviously.
Than not.
Yeah, obviously.
But if he never plays a minute again for this team, they win again, or at least they should. Is how I feel.
Yeah,
about
I don't really see it. I mean, I guess. Especially because now that this group has been together for a full year and some of the stars even longer, and then if you even include when those guys did play with Horford and then he was gone, then he was back, there's a lot of continuity there where a lot of other teams are kind of chasing it. And you saw Lillard and Giannis last year. Didn't work. Paul George and Embiid this year might not work. They're both hurt already. You know, Bridges and Towns and Brunson might not work.
Didn't look good last night.
Anytime you throw, and like that's what the Celtics also did. Now, it worked for them last year. They threw some pieces together. But prior to that, maybe Kyrie, maybe Kemba, maybe Brogdon, like all those different combinations didn't work. So the Celtics found one that worked. That's why I would look at maybe Denver, just because I think Jokic is still individually the best player. If you get a really good Jamal Murray.
And by the way, when they've played Denver straight up, Denver's had their number.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, those are regular season games. Who knows in a 7-game series?
Russell Westbrook's on the team. So it's like, it's almost like
something's got to get.
You added something that might drag you down.
That's true.
No, that's just me looking for a team that might be able to compete with them.
The answer is they become complacent or they're not as hungry or it's as hard to defend a championship title in the NBA and most teams, at least in the recent NBA, most teams don't defend. Like something like that. It's not another team where you point at them and go, that's the team.
Mm-hmm.
So Tatum to me last night was a great sign. And I don't know that this is an FU tour and a message directly to Steve Kerr. Like last night felt that way. Is Tatum going to do that all year? I don't know yet. But that's a different Tatum than we saw in the playoffs. And I just want people to pick. Like, do you need Tatum nailing threes like last night? Do you need Tatum being a dominant scorer, or do you not need that? Like, which one do you want? Because people were really celebrating it last night.
They're like,
I thought Tatum's shot was broken. Oh, this and that.
Well, it kind of was. I mean, there's percentages to show.
Last night, to me, was proof at how broken his shot was.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Celtics are so good, they won in spite of it. Jaylen Brown was so good in the conference finals and NBA finals, they won in spite of it. But don't tell me you don't need Jason Tatum to level up, or there's not another level to get to, because I think last night illustrated that. And that was awesome. I want that Tatum.
Yeah.
I want that Tatum all year long.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and if they get that, they're definitely not getting beat.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's the Jason Tatum you're going to get every night, but last night, that was. I hope he plays like that. And I don't mean the 8 threes.
No, I get you.
But I mean aggressive, and on top of that, still distributing the basketball. But the shot isn't broken. Like that's the Tatum I want. It was broken in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, no, this is definitely what I would want. I mean, and this is what I think has sort of separated him from that very, very top 2-3 players in the league, that MVP guy. Like, he's first team all NBA. So, like, he's already way up there, and he's highly regarded. But, you know, people do look at him, and they're like, well, it's still not Durant in his prime. It's still not, you know, LeBron in his prime. It's still not there. It's like one notch below that. But if you're hitting this kind of percentage from three in particular, but if you're just that efficient of a scorer, he took 18 shots and had 37 points, and he didn't even really get to the free throw line.
How many threes? He took 11, right?
It was 8 of 11.
Mm-hmm.
The team took 61 threes.
Okay.
It's like bombs away. I know, we'll get to that.
We are going to get to their shot selection and the sustainability of it coming up.
It's wild. But no, I like Jason Tatum as the team's leading scorer. It's not going to be like this every single night. I think they also recognize when you know, other guys have it going.
But you know what I liked? Because I got chirped last night. I said, let's pick. Like, do you want Tatum the dominant scorer, or do you want Tatum the distributor? And people were like, well, he was both last night. He had 10 assists.
Yeah, he did 10 assists.
Okay. He also came out firing last night. And Tatum eases into a lot of these games. You guys all know it. If you watch the Celtics, Tatum eases into a lot of these games. Last night, he hit their first three.
Yep.
Which some of us know if you bet someone else to hit the first field goal in the game. Tatum came out and hit the first three, which he rarely does. He had a bunch of threes early in that. He came out hunting, and the assists will come. He's a good distributor.
Yeah,
he is good at passing out of double teams and finding the open guys. That's an area he's developed a lot in the last couple of years. But he came out hunting last night, and I would like to see more of that aggression. When I say aggression, that's what I mean.
I think he should, and I also think he can do that, because I think other times when star players feel like they need to get other players involved, like Jimmy Butler is kind of famous for that, where he'll not score in the first quarter.
He'll take a quarter and distribute. Yeah.
But that's because his teammates are scrubbier, and like I think they need it. Like if they don't get their points right away, they're in trouble. I look at the Celtics, and you say, if Jaylen Brown or Derek White or Jrue Holiday don't score right away, they're not out for the game. Those guys they're all capable of a monster second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So like not all star players can maybe approach it the same way, but Tatum's playing out there with multiple all-stars, multiple Olympians, multiple all-NBA guys. Like he can get his early if he wants, and it's not a detriment to the team.
No, it's not. So is that the Tatum they're going to get all year? Is that the Tatum you want all year? Aggressive, looking for his shot early? Or do you not care about that? Is it all about rebounds and assists and defense like I heard in the postseason last year? Is anybody beating this team? And if so, how do they beat this team? Already text at 37937. Guys, over 58.5 wins was the lock of the century.
Oh,
I hope you took
God.
It.
Seriously.
I didn't, but that was shockingly low.
58.5?
Yeah.
I mean, you know me, one game in, I'm thinking 74 already. So
go for
82.
The record. Yeah,
no,
you know.
Nick, let's not lose our
82
minds.
82-0. Yeah, yeah, why stop 96-0 is what I think you mean.
Oh, yeah.
96-0.
All the way.
Yeah, all the way through is what I would want. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on this. I want to get to the Celtics' shot selection last night. As Keith said, 61 threes. Is that going to work? Is that sustainable for the Celtics? We'll get to that with all your feedback right after trending.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
With Billy Lane.
Jason Tatum last night.
Woo!
Let's do it again.
Pop a crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. Couldn't have done it without you. Best fans in the world. Let's do it again. That's the checklist right there. Yeah. When you're talking in front of a live crowd.
You'd like, maybe I'm nitpicking, you'd like maybe a little, just a touch of emotion here and there.
What are you talking about? Well, that's what he is. What do you want him to turn into? Like, play a character? That's who he is.
That was like
that's as emotional as he's going to get.
That was like Weekend at Bernie's up there. Just right, like,
well,
you know, just like
propping him up.
Just like pulling the strings for him to be like, let's do it again.
He was great.
That is who Tatum is.
He was great.
It's authentic. It's just like, boy,
he nailed it.
You'd like,
let's do it again.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah! Yeah! I'd take a bullet for that guy.
Let's do it again, guys. Woo.
Yeah, then he goes out there and has 37, though.
He's like Bob Einstein.
Listen, it's not who he is. Don't make him out to be somebody he isn't.
No, he's not.
And you're true to yourself, Jason. You're an NBA champion, sir. No one can take that away from you.
I like the message, though.
Crowd was into it. Good crowd.
Yeah.
Always a good crowd over there.
Look.
Jungle level. What's the jungle?
It used to be.
They changed that.
Yeah, have they? I have no idea. No, look.
They'd have a sound meter in there.
The garden is
starting
like,
to think it was fake.
It's
sound
not
meter.
Like the greatest arena ever, but it is loud. Like,
oh,
that is a loud ass
yeah.
arena, and it was loud last night.
Got all the Genos in there. Aztec.
Good moment. Not that TNT showed it.
The rooster guy.
But good moment. Oh, the rooster. The chicken man.
Balcony Geno.
I still love the guy in the smoking jacket. That's my favorite guy.
You like that guy?
He's still with us. I enjoy that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Looks kind of like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That guy? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy.
He and his wife.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to speak out of turn.
I hope she's still with us.
I wasn't there last year.
I always kind of like to think him and the lady in the all green who does the one finger in the, they kind of had a thing going
on. You think maybe they did? Celtics celebrity fans?
That's a tryst. It was frowned upon. But, you know.
I don't know. And their kid is somewhere in the rafters or somewhere in the balcony walking around enjoying the games.
That's Balcony Geno.
Balcony Geno. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so last night you get Tatum before.
Place was hyped.
It was a hyped building, and the Celtics came out and matched it. Again, you got Tatum earlier. You're going to get that Tatum all year. If you do, can anyone beat this team? You can jump in on it. 617-779-7937. The three-point barrage last night, Keith.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Oh, my God.
61,
relentless.
61 threes for the Celtics last night.
Attempted.
They made 29.
Yeah.
They tried like hell to make 30, which we'll get to.
Yes.
They attempted 61 threes. They made 29. 61 of their 95 field goal attempts were threes. That's 64%. I believe, I'll double check the box score, but I believe there was only one player who at least 50% of his field goal attempts were not threes. It was Cornette. Everybody else who played for the Celtics.
He's got to pop outside a little bit more.
Everybody else who played for the Celtics and attempted a field goal, at least 50% of their field goal attempts were threes.
Yep.
Does that work? Is that sustainable? Meaning the attempts, they're not going to make 29 every night, of course.
They're not going to make 29. They're not going to take 61 every game. But last year, they shot a million threes, and Mazzulla would always push back on people that said they shouldn't. And there'd be games where
should they shoot more this year than they shot last year? Because already they're shooting more than they shot last year. It's only one game, but it's what we have to go on. Should they shoot more than they did last year? Because it feels like they're about to.
Well, if Tatum and Brown are going to shoot a higher percentage than they did last year, then the answer is yes. Like, why not? It's a winning formula for them. because they also play defense. It's not just like, hey, we're going to run down there and chuck up a three. And every guy on the court can shoot a three. Like, and like a decent percentage overall, or at least they should, or they're all capable of it. Whereas in years past, you would have teams out there where you're like, you really want Marcus Smart shooting up these threes?
No.
Or, you know, obviously a guy like Time Lord was different. He wouldn't even try him. But so you'd have another guy out there that couldn't space the floor. Now this is a team that, top to bottom, like the way Al Horford has changed his career. You know, when he was with the Hawks, I don't think he ever took threes.
No.
And then when he first got to the Celtics, he started to add that to his game more and more and more, to the point where he is a much more effective three-point shooter than he is anything down by the paint. So, yeah, and even two of their best bench players, Hauser, three-point shooter. Peyton Pritchard.
Now,
he sucked shooting last night, Pritchard did. But he'll be better than one of nine from
right.
three.
And when you add Porzingis, rather, back
another
to the lineup.
Another three-point shooter.
And he's another three-point shooter, and Horford's another yeah. three-point shooter off the bench.
Now, the games where you get mad is if they all don't have it going, which also might be few and far between. Like, what are the chances that everybody shoots poorly? Like, that's the thing.
If you not high, but it does happen.
So
sometimes, it's just like the makes were contagious last night, sometimes yeah. the misses are contagious.
True.
You start pressing. We saw that late.
But that's one thing, and it's going to be a nitpick because they're going to have a great record. They're going to be the number one seed, but it is going to be one thing to watch is if there's a night where they don't have it going, and say it's the first quarter, they're shooting bad from three, and the game is close. Maybe they're even trailing. Dare I say trailing? Do they say, hey, we're going to shoot our way out of this? Because that feels like the Missoula approach. Or because you have two guys, if Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum want to get to the basket, they can almost any possession. So will they decide,
right. will
hey,
they do it, or will they settle?
Yeah, because the other thing is they only took 8 free throws last night. I mean, it was a blowout. It was a wire-to-wire blowout, so how many free throws are you going to take in that kind of game? But on a night where they're not hitting their threes, will they be willing to go to the hoop? Will they be willing to hit some free throws and win kind of an ugly game and not a, you know, we just put up 132-point type of game?
They set a franchise record. They tied an NBA record for three-pointers made in a game. They tried like hell to set the record, 30.
Yeah.
Do you think that was cool, or do you think it got kind of lame at a point last
well,
night?
Well, I think, you know, if you're up big, like, why not? You know, it's not like it's Devin Booker chasing 70 in a loss. You know, like,
It was getting close to that at the end of the game, Keith.
Yeah.
They did it until the final possession. They rolled the basketball down the court on the final possession. Pritchard dribbled out the clock, and Reggie Miller called it classy. And I'm like, classy?
Yeah, where were you the last 5 minutes?
They just were gunning for the record for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
what are you
yeah.
talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah,
classy.
Yeah.
So it was not that. Like, I didn't mind initially going for it.
Yeah, I don't
After
I don't
they started
hate it.
Missing as much as they did,
right,
and it was still
like,
the final
yeah,
the
yeah.
final minute of the game, it turned a little lame.
Yep.
I got it, I guess, to start, but it felt like they went too far with it last
night. But I think if you're close to a record, or like it's like a guy chasing like a triple double in like a loss, it's lame. Anything in a loss to me is lame.
Mm.
Like anything. But then in a win, you're like, what else are you going for?
Stop.
You were that close to it. Right.
Yeah.
The other team can play defense. Like
yeah.
you can get in their way. They were making their threes, even with the, you know, hucking shots up at the end to try to get the record. They still overall shot an insane percentage. You know, it was close to 50%, even with all those like Hail Marys at the end.
They can't be shooting 64% of their field goal attempts from three. Like, that to me is not
I don't think
sustainable.
They will.
And so
yeah.
I don't think they will either, but like that last night skewed too far. It worked for a night,
mm-hmm.
but that won't work. So when I say is it sustainable, that's what I mean. They're not going to make 29 threes
yeah,
every
right,
night.
Yeah, right.
That percentage of your field goals can't be three-point attempts. I think we all realize that. How much will they dial it back? Are they going to shoot more threes this year than last year? It feels that way.
Yeah.
So is that the kind of thing that could work against them? Paul is in Abington. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. Listen, it's one game. We all know this. We want to jump on the bandwagon and say who's going to beat him. All kinds of stuff you can look at. You kind of hit on my call that I was calling in about was I think there's a better chance of half the guys to the majority of them being on a given night than a bulk of the guys being off. I just think that's the way the NBA is now. These guys sometimes make those three-pointers look so effortlessly, very, very easy to hit, whatever it may be. So I think that's the only thing that I can see coming back to possibly either hurt, if there's even a term for that, hurt this team. So that's one aspect. I mean, ideally, we want to see Porzingis in there as soon as he can be. He's not going to be due back until December, I guess, is the early assumption or whatever it may be. But, I mean, last night, I'll be honest with you, if I'm going to make a prediction one game into the season, I will not be surprised if Thibodeau is the first coach fired.
Oh, well, so we'll see about that.
We'll talk about Thibs.
Nice.
What was going on up top? What is that?
He's looking thinner than he used to. I tweeted about his hairline last night. I was told he's kind of looked that way for the last 10 years. I'm like, I don't think so.
So if you're watching on Twitch and or YouTube, maybe you have both screens up. So Tom Thibodeau, and I know he's not exactly had a full head of hair his whole life, but he's got like product in it. There's not a whole lot going on top. Well, he's like got it greased down, and then it leads to like this shine.
That little tuft is like hanging on in the front. That's like parted to the side, and then there's baldness and shininess all around it. What is that?
And you know, a lot of bald guys, they go start zooming in on it. It's aggressive. Like they go full beard because they're like, see, I can still grow hair.
But not on your head.
Not on top. So I don't think there's any shame in just buzzing it. Now, who am I to throw stones? I mean, one day the hair fairy may come for me as well. But I don't know. I'll tell you right now, what I won't do is that.
That's not a look for you.
I won't be like, hey, I'm going to keep this very top part, put a little comb in it, and then a ton of goop. And then that's one thing I won't do. Do you think an NBA coach could wear a hat?
Like Tom Landry?
Yeah. Like a top hat.
Oh, no. I mean, any kind of hat.
Like a baseball cap?
Baseball cap. Like if he was wearing like
Scully cap.
They've changed the dress code. There's no reason you can't have a team issue.
Scully
hat.
Cap.
These guys used to wear suits. These guys used to look like $1 million. Like they just got out of church on Sunday.
Now they smoke cigars.
Now they look like Tibbs now.
No, now they look like they just showed up at the Y.
Yeah.
Like these guys are wearing like these t-shirts.
Athleisure.
Yes, it's athleisure.
Yeah.
They can't wear a hat. If I'm Thibodeau, I'm calling the league. Be like, I wear a hat. Like a Knicks hat. Like a team. You can issue the hat to me. You know, like football coaches on game day.
They wear hats.
Coach Mayo.
Gerard Mayo standing there, not doing anything. He wears a hat all the time.
Raw dog at the sideline wearing a hat. What?
Do you think Tibbs would go with a visor?
No.
Right, you give him the option of a hat. He goes, I'll take a visor.
I'll take that sweet Knicks visor.
He goes with the Chip Kelly look.
Like, Tom, no. You can't do that.
Tom.
Maybe they told him, like, no, you can't wear a hat.
No, it's a hat that specifically needs a top.
You can't wear a hat. Who would say no? Would Silver come in and be like, you guys can't wear hats?
Put him in a uniform baseball.
I think Silver.
He wears the basketball shorts and the jersey.
I think Silver should go, no. It should start with Adam Silver. He should be like, put a hat on.
Yeah. Silver should wear a hat.
Well, Silver should wear a hat.
Yeah. But he embraces the shine.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Yeah, he's a bald man.
I respect Silver for that, being like, this is what it is. I'm not going to try to go like a little bit around the ears nonsense.
No. He's a bald man, and he embraces it.
He doesn't put goop on top and just like let it shine in the lights.
Grow out his, a few pubes on top and comb it over. No, exactly.
Down by 30 points, they kept showing him, and it got sadder and sadder. He like lost more and more hair as the night went on.
Like, looked in the mirror before he left for the court and nailed it.
Put
it on the screen again, Turp. Put it on the screen again.
This is definitely what I want.
This is the visual embodiment of the rest of the NBA when they play the Celtics.
Celtics just versus this.
Tom
losing your hair.
Tom Thibodeau's poor, shiny, bald tuft of hair just looking miserable. That is the embodiment of the rest of the NBA this year against this team.
He looks clueless. Like, there's nothing I can do. Tom Thibodeau, who really is a defensive coach. Like, if an NBA coach can be a defensive coach, and he just watched the Celtics score a smooth 132 against him,
he
had no answers.
No.
And he's like, well, at least I got this. At least I still got the hair on top.
That's how the rest of the league feels right now.
I think you should wear a hat. That's what I think. First NBA coach wearing a hat.
Yeah. Get Tibbs a hat. Well, start a what's the website there? Movement.org?
Mullets.com.
Movement.org. Let's start a petition there for him.
Well, somebody says on the text line, if you give Google Young Tibbs, he had a mullet.
Oh, nice.
He looked like Joey Gladstone.
He's still hanging on to his youth. Yeah. I get that. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that was the Celtics and the Knicks last night. 3-point barrage isn't sustainable.
What a start. Game.
Who's beating this team? Is that the Tatum you want and expect all year? We'll get into that. Plus, were there any nitpicks? Were there any nitpicks from last night beyond Tibbs' poor hairdo?
Wiggy thinks he should go George Costanza toupee. He just texted me.
Imagine if you just go horrible toupee.
The next time they face the Knicks, he's wearing a full head of hair.
He needs a hat. He needs a little hair hat there.
The hell happened there?
Yeah, Maury and Goodfellas.
Yes, exactly.
Throw in the pool.
Full hair hat for Tibbs next time they play him. I like it. It's a good move. Any nitpicks beyond Tibbs' hairline? We'll get to it next. Tell you what. I always enjoy listening to Jalen.
Yeah?
Like,
got a good voice.
Yeah, I just...
good strong voice.
You know, even the nonsense about his breathing the other day that we were playing. I like
three
listening
minutes.
To Jalen, yeah.
I tried doing that last night when I got home. Passed out. I was like 3 hours I was out on the floor. My wife had to wake me up.
3 minutes of holding your breath underwater.
Yeah,
I'd like to see it, Jalen.
I knew I couldn't do 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But David Blaine, a sort of a hero of mine, he was able to do, what did we say, 17
yep.
minutes?
Yeah.
Something
very,
to strive for.
Very impressive. Jalen said 3 minutes or more. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
But, okay. But I like listening to him after the game. Yeah, he's like, look, this is what I set out to do. I said I'd go to war for this city, and I did, and we raised the banner, and there's all the... I mean, it was cool to see
Mission
Garnett,
accomplished.
Pierce, yeah. see all those guys in the building.
Did you see there was a...
They wheeled out the coups.
There were coups, Max, obviously.
Yep.
They had a... I forget who posted it. It was one of those like NBA like aggregator like sites. And they had a picture of Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, they were like chopping it up.
It said the original big three.
Okay, well, I didn't see that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, now I got to feel like the old guy. I'm like, I didn't even really watch the original big three. I was kind of too young for it, but like, how dare you? What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like,
seriously,
like,
you should probably get that
the
one.
The original
right.
big three. And everyone's like, yeah, it is.
So, look, that was a fun moment last night. TNT didn't exactly capture all of it. Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. I see this beautiful green box glowing. I see the banner come out. And as soon as it starts to make its ascent to the rafters, they go to a freaking commercial?
That's right.
You have to be kidding me.
Yep, TNT.
And not only that, guys, but, you know, all those Celtics legends that showed up last night, does Larry Bird not like to do these things, or was he not invited?
I don't think he likes to either. I don't think that's his thing. He's not in a rush to come back. I'm sure they've invited him over the years.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think he thinks fondly of the city and the organization. I don't think. I mean, I think he probably looks fondly at his time here as a player. But, yeah, I don't think that's what he wants to do.
No. He's not doing it.
No.
Yeah, that's okay.
Would have been better. But, well, look, I thought having the not the original big three.
No.
The second big three. I thought having him in the building last night was cool. And
that's
I thought, not that TNT showed all of it, but I thought that was a good scene last night. The building was loud. The players were into it. You heard it from Jalen there.
Yep.
Any gripes beyond the television broadcast last night? We talked a little bit about their shot selection. Any gripes about last night?
Not really. I mean, they just kind of came right out. There was never a doubt. There was never a moment in the game. And we thought it was going to be a tougher test. And I know they just got thrown together, right? So I think the next time they face the Knicks, they should be in a better spot than they were. But Bridges looks terrible. I don't know. If,
okay, his shot.
What happened there?
I didn't realize this was like
a
major.
Tatum's trade?
I didn't realize this was maybe. They Freaky Friday'd?
Yeah.
I didn't realize his shot was like a major talking point in New York, but I guess he was 2-19 in the preseason. His shot looks abysmal. Abysmal.
And then Towns doesn't really look like he fits in with the team yet. You know, had a decent enough first half and then kind of was invisible and then just sat as they do. Like, I like Brunson a lot. I think Brunson will be good. And that team will probably be better. But
they got to figure some stuff out.
Yeah. They got a ways to go, obviously. Yeah. And so, yeah, there wasn't really any kind of pushback. And you kept waiting for, it's the NBA.
A run.
Yeah, like maybe there'll be that run. One run, make it competitive. Like, are we going to have a fourth quarter? And
never.
No.
Never.
Never happened.
I mean, did the Knicks lead? They must have led at some point early. I think it was like 5-4 or something like that. They led very early in the game.
It wasn't.
But after that, the Celtics, I see 4-3 and 6-5 they led. And
they had a nice 6-5 lead.
After that, I'm not sure they did.
See you later.
Yeah, the Celtics put their foot on the accelerator. There was no run.
43 points they scored in the first quarter.
The Celtics had 10 threes in the first quarter. They had 29 in the game. They had 10 threes in the first quarter. So let me give you one more gripe. And
it's really
just something to watch and see if this becomes a problem.
Yeah.
The Knicks outshot the Celtics last night. I don't know if you know this, but the Knicks shot 55% from the floor. They made 11 threes. That's not a crazy good percentage, 37%. I'd keep an eye on the Celtics at the defensive end. Just keep an eye on it. They should be better than they played last night. They didn't really need to dig in and play defense. But if I was going to nitpick something coming out of the game, 109 points, 55% to the Knicks, it felt like the Knicks couldn't keep up because they couldn't make threes at the rate the Celtics were, but the Knicks were scoring relatively easily last night.
No, they were, and I think that's what happens when it's a three-point barrage. It's like you can play well offensively, but if you're just giving up that many threes, the game's so lopsided. Because that was definitely a talking point that they had in the game where it was like after the first quarter. They shot 55% for the game, like you said, but I think it was after the first quarter they shot even higher than that. Or I forget what the exact number was.
I'm telling those.
But they're down 19 points and they shot like 60% from the field.
Those of us who had the under were noticing the Knicks were making everything last night.
They were hitting their shots.
It wasn't just the Celtics making everything. Yeah. The Knicks were making everything.
But even the overall total, like I think you know, 109.
It's not outrageous.
It's not at all. Like the modern NBA now, like every team scores 100 plus. Every team gives up 100 plus. You know, when Tibbs was the assistant coach of the Celtics, you give up 90.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, like, what do you think is going to lead the league? Like 105 allowed,
maybe.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Something.
So
like
I mean,
that.
You're right around it.
So I just keep an eye on that. If you want like a little nitpick, how dug in were they at that side? Now again, you could say how dug in did they have to be? They were making everything. They were up 20 in the blink of an eye. But that's something I would watch, along with the shot selection. But largely, I don't see anybody beating this team. The only issue is, are they going to beat themselves? And I wonder what Jason Tatum you get night in and night out. I want more of that Tatum last night. I know people were making excuses for his broken jump shot, making excuses, oh, well, the game's about more than just scoring, passing and defense and rebounding, and he's doing all of that. The floor game, the floor game, the floor game. No one was celebrating the floor game last night. They were celebrating the scoring.
Just three-point barrage.
And I want more of that from Tatum. Are you going to get it?
Yeah.
Do you need an MVP season? He looks poised for it. Through one game, admittedly.
Oh, yeah.
A small sample size. We'll talk to Robert Horry about this, seven-time NBA champ. He's going to join us at 12:45. More Celtics talk on the show today. But we should get to Jerod Mayo. His job security.
Whew.
Is he a lock to survive the year? Doesn't sound that way. Let's get to it next.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.